Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. After talking about creative AI yesterday, I want to focus on something practical. AI tools you can start using right now to boost your productivity at work and in your daily life.
Perfect. I've been wanting to ask about this. I hear about AI everywhere, but I'm honestly not sure which tools are actually worth trying for someone like me who's not super technical. Where do I even start?
Great question. Let's break this down by different areas of work, starting with writing assistance. This is probably the most immediately useful for most people.
Okay, I definitely struggle with writing sometimes. What options do I have?
For basic writing help, Grammarly is fantastic for grammar and tone suggestions. But for more advanced help, tools like Notion AI, ChatGPT, or Claude can help with everything from email drafts to brainstorming ideas to structuring presentations.
I actually tried ChatGPT for help with a work presentation last week. It was surprisingly helpful for organizing my thoughts, but I felt like I wasn't using it to its full potential.
That's common. The key is being specific with your prompts. Instead of saying, "Help me with my presentation," try, "I'm presenting quarterly sales results to executives. Help me structure a 10-minute presentation that highlights key wins and addresses concerns about the Q3 dip."
That's much more specific. What about for visual content? I work for a small company and we don't have a design team.
Perfect use case. Tools like Canva now have AI features that can generate images, suggest layouts, even write social media captions based on your content. Adobe also has AI tools in Photoshop and Illustrator that can extend images, remove backgrounds, or generate variations.
That sounds amazing for small business owners. What about for research and information gathering? I spend so much time trying to find reliable information.
AI-powered search tools are game changers here. Perplexity AI can answer questions and cite sources. Microsoft Copilot can summarize articles and find specific information. These are much more efficient than traditional Google searches for complex questions.
And I've heard about AI helping with coding, even for non-programmers?
Absolutely. Tools like GitHub Copilot, Cursor, or Replit can help anyone learn basic programming or automate simple tasks. Even if you're not a developer, you can use these to create simple websites, automate spreadsheet tasks, or build basic apps.
Can you give me a specific example of how someone might use AI for automation at work?
Sure. Let's say you regularly compile weekly reports from multiple sources. You could use AI to extract key data from emails, summarize meeting notes, and even draft the report structure. Tools like Zapier now have AI features that can automate workflows between different apps.
That would save me hours every week. But what about data analysis? I work with spreadsheets, but I'm not great with complex formulas.
This is where AI really shines. Microsoft Excel and Google Sheets now have AI features that can analyze your data and suggest insights. You can literally ask, "What trends do you see in this sales data?" and get meaningful analysis.
Impressed. The productivity potential is incredible. But how do I know which AI tools are reliable and worth the investment? Some of these seem expensive.
Smart to think about cost. My recommendation is to start with free versions of tools. ChatGPT has a free tier, Canva has AI features, Google Workspace is adding AI tools. Test them on low-stakes projects first.
And what should I look for when evaluating these tools?
Practically, look for tools that integrate well with your existing workflow. If you live in Microsoft Office, try Copilot. If you're a Google user, try their AI features. The best AI tools enhance what you're already doing rather than completely changing how you work.
That makes sense. Any tips for actually implementing AI tools in my daily routine?
Encouragingly, start small and be consistent. Pick one AI tool and use it for one specific task for a week. For example, use ChatGPT just for email drafts, or use an AI transcription tool just for meeting notes. Build the habit before adding more tools.
Thoughtful. What about managing the learning curve? Some of these tools seem complicated.
Confidently, most modern AI tools are designed to be intuitive, but here's the secret. They get better as you use them more. The key is learning to give them good instructions. Be specific, provide context, and don't be afraid to iterate and refine your requests.
Curious. Can you give me an example of a good versus bad way to use AI for a common task?
Sure. Bad prompt: write an email. Good prompt: write a professional email to my team announcing a project delay. The tone should be apologetic, but confident. Explain that we need 2 extra weeks due to client feedback, and emphasize our commitment to quality.
That's much more specific. What about security concerns? Should I be worried about putting sensitive work information into these AI tools?
Reassuringly, great question. For sensitive data, look for enterprise versions of AI tools that offer better security and privacy protections. Many companies now have policies about AI tool usage, so check with your IT department. When in doubt, use AI for general tasks rather than confidential information.
Logical. What about the cost-benefit analysis? How do I know if an AI tool is actually saving me time and money?
Analyzing. Track your time before and after implementing AI tools. If a tool saves you 2 hours a week and costs $20 per month, that's probably worth it if your time is valuable. Many tools also offer detailed analytics showing how much you're using them.
Exciting! Any final tips for someone just getting started with AI productivity tools?
Encouragingly, remember that AI tools are most effective when you give them clear, specific instructions. Also, don't try to use AI for everything. Focus on repetitive tasks, creative brainstorming, and areas where you want to improve quality or speed.
Happily, this has been incredibly practical. I feel like I actually have a roadmap for getting started with AI tools now.
That's exactly what we hoped for. Tomorrow, we're diving into something really important: AI ethics and safety. We'll talk about the responsible development and use of these powerful tools we've been discussing all week.
Eagerly. Perfect timing. The more I learn about AI capabilities, the more I realize how important it is to think about the ethical implications.
Exactly. We'll explore bias in AI systems, privacy concerns, and how we can all be part of ensuring AI develops in a way that benefits everyone.
Concluding warmly, thanks for joining us on AI Daily, everyone. Tomorrow, we'll tackle the crucial topic of AI ethics and safety.
See you tomorrow for that important discussion.